Turkey's elections are likely to determine the future of the economy, foreign policy and Turkish identity. It's a big test for the man who has been in power for more than two decades. Critics accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of forging ties with autocrats and undermining Turkey's long-standing military and diplomatic relations with NATO, the European Union and the United States. Accusations the president has dismissed.
Hükümet olarak iç siyasette olduğu gibi.
We don't accept interference in foreign and domestic policy. We are developing our relations with regional institutions based on our strategic location, which connects Europe, Asia, and Africa. We neither turn our backs on the East for the West, nor do we neglect the Middle East and Africa while strengthening our ties with the West.
His main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, is promising major changes, telling supporters that if elected, he will reverse Erdogan's policies and improve relations with the West so democracy thrives at home.
Our main goal is to become a full member of the EU and part of the modern world. We are a nation oriented towards the West. We want democracy.
The West has accused Erdogan of crushing dissent and strengthening military ties with Russia. But Ankara recently endorsed Finland's application to join NATO, a move widely seen as an attempt to pacify the EU and the US. In a close race, whoever wins over the swing voters and the millions of young Turks eligible to cast their ballot for the first time may have the upper hand.
I want Turkey to have advanced technology like the West and keep its roots in the East.
I prefer the West, it's more advanced, but I also love my country. I would be glad if things changed here.
Once the dust settles, the winner may need support from the West to revamp the economy, but may not be able to sever ties with traditional partners in the East.
Changing foreign policy is one thing, but Turkey will still have to convince the European Union to allow it join the bloc, and it's unclear tension with the United States will change simply because President Erdogan is no longer in power. And if the opposition does succeed, it will have to tread carefully to ensure any foreign policy changes do not alienate current allies. Hashim Ahbara, Al Jazeera, Ankara.